St. Petersburg attorney Daryl Roussan is running for re-election for State House in District 55 for the third time this year. Roussan won in a special election earlier this year after former Representative Frank Peterman left his seat. Last month, Roussan then defeated the Reverend Charles McKenzie in the Democratic primary, and in November, he faces a write-in candidate, Calvester Benjamin Anderson. On Saturday night in Tampa, WMNF spoke with Roussan about his support for Barack Obama for president and what his own goals are in the legislature next year.
Well, I believe he just has to stand strong. I'm a Barack Obama supporter, and he just needs to continue the message of change. He brings hope. He brings vision. And it's not the same old politics of what the Republican Party has done in the White House for the last 8 years. I think we'll be pleasantly surprised on election night with what happens in Florida.
Do you think, also, you've got a congressional race, you've got, Bill Young is up on the ballot, maybe. What do you think about that race there in your area there in St. Pete, where you've got the Dunedin mayor, Bob Hackworth, running there?
Well, Congressman Bill Young is a warrior and a gladiator who has been out there for a long time and has made significant contributions and accomplished many things for his district. And it's hard for anyone to attack Bill Young's heart. Yet, still, there are some principles of democracy and of the Democratic Party that I think are very important to people today. Congressman Young has been a supporter of the White House for a long time, and that may be something that will be held accountable for. You know, I just want to see some more Democrats get into office.
You guys, if you do and will, you'll still be probably the minority party up in Tallahassee. It's been dominated by Republicans the last decade. What would you like to get accomplished for your constituents next year in the session?
There's several things I want to work on. I want to continue some of the work I did when I was on the Tax and Budget Reform Commission. Affordable housing. The housing crisis is at a critical point in this country. We're in meltdown. I wanted to free the funds and scrap the cap when it comes to the Sadowski funds. I want to stop the charade. Don't tell people you're taking their dollars and putting it in trust for affordable housing and then cap it and raid it to do other things. Call it a maybe fund so folks really know what it's being used for. I want to get property taxes reduced so that homeowners can afford to live right now in these houses. I want to work on funding education, fully funding education. To the extent that we need quality education, which will help us attract more companies, more corporations, and allow people to get better jobs in order to feed their families. So those are basically my top three. And if God sees fit, and the public sees fit, and the House sees fit, I want to come back to this issue of the crack pipes and the marijuana pipes. You know, if we can outlaw fireworks statewide, certainly we can outlaw these dangerous instruments also.